This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Kurt Caswell and his experience in Iceland and bringing it home to Lubbock, Texas. Kurt, when you study the sagas of Iceland, you humanize the people that are almost prehistoric in that society. I mean, at Tingvellir, where we had the gathering of the tribes, they'd start each meeting, each annual meeting of all the Icelandic communities with a verbal rehash of what they did last year. It was an oral tradition until they started writing it down. As you study the sagas, what are a couple of characters that have come to light in your mind that give us a better insight into the people 800 years later, the people you see on the streets today in Iceland?
Well, one of those characters, probably the saga that I read most completely, it's been some time now, but is Egil's saga. And there's this character, Egil Skallagrimsson, who is not a particularly friendly nor respectable person, who seems to do a lot of killing. And, you know, he kills a rival boy when he's before 10 years old. And then he goes on, and there's just a number of sort of dark moments in his past where he's excessively violent. And in thinking about the people in Iceland now, I saw none of that. You know, so the people of the sagas are often these larger than life kind of heroic or infamous types, even almost violent criminals. And when you meet people in Iceland, they're very welcoming and accommodating, very friendly in my experience. I mean, I know, you know, everybody's human, but for a traveler from the outside, it just seemed that people in Iceland are happy being in Iceland. It's a country with a lot of positive energy.
But as you said, Iceland, it's a country with people who are connected pretty intimately with their past. And you could be in the city and it's just so modern, and you're talking with somebody, and I was just talking with somebody trying to get something done with our TV shoot. She was frustrated by getting anything done, and she said, you know, we may look modern, but we're all still just farmers. And that was her assessment of her own people. But I think the point is, just two generations ago, they were living in sod huts.
I'm generalizing somewhat here, but people in Iceland seem to know that they're Icelandic and they're from Iceland. They have a center point or an origin mm-hmm. point from which a certain kind of cultural and personal strength arises. You know, in the United States, people are cast all over the country and they're mm-hmm. from all over the world. And sometimes I think we're asking, well, where do I belong? And even if you're an Icelander living abroad and you don't necessarily want to go back to your own country, you would still know that, you know, your origin point is over here. This is your mm-hmm. Your home. There's a kind of centeredness, you know, that comes out of that experience.
You know, I love the fact that you teach creative writing at a university in Texas. And I also love the fact that you got a humanities grant to help pay for your trip. Somebody got the money together and they thought it'd be great to give Kurt Caswell this money so he could go over there to Iceland and hike around and with his notepad. Okay, well, that was pretty cool for you because it made the trip affordable. But how was that, or was that a good investment in you as Professor Caswell?
Well, you know, in the science fields, there's a great deal of money available for lab work and development of labs and scientific research. And in humanities fields, like creative writing, like writing itself, it's much harder to find money. So one of the things that Texas Tech University has done is to allocate a certain sum of money each year to competitively award to humanities professors who have viable projects. And usually those projects will result in, hopefully, a publication or some kind of show or something like that. So in my case, yeah, the money that came from that grant allowed this trip to happen, made the book possible. It's a wonderful thing to have the kind of support that the university has given.
Okay, but if it's my money, I want to know, how did it make Professor Caswell a different teacher in the classroom?
Yeah. Well, when you go out, say I'm teaching a course in travel writing, which I do frequently, or I've taught courses in the literature of travel, I go out to a place like Iceland and my university is helping me to make that affordable. I come back and what I learned there, I return to my students in the classroom.
What's an example of how it changes what the kids would learn?
So rather than learning specifically about Iceland, I think it's more that what I'm bringing back is the way in which a travel writer works in the world. If you're going to translate experience into a written form, an essay, for example, in my case, it's essential to go out into a place, experience that place, and then bring that back to the page.
So a lot of it was process.
Exactly. Process. Thank you.